What up, what up, what up? I am coming at you live from somewhere in New Mexico right now. We are literally in the middle of the desert, and yeah, it's pretty lit here. If you are watching this on YouTube, you'll see I'm in my van, and it feels so cool starting to record in the van and make this basically like a pseudo podcast studio in the meantime while before actually we have the house and we have a whole podcast studio. That is a dream of mine, and I'm so excited for when that day comes. But for right now, we're in the van. Freaking loving van life, honestly. I just got to do a VIP day with one of my clients in person at the Hot Springs. I mean, is there anything better than that? And I'm just like, yo, life right now. So as you saw, the title of this episode is all about quantum growth, and I really wanted to pull back the curtain and share with you behind the scenes of everything that's going on in my life, and also how you too can tap into what I guess I'm going to call quantum growth. Basically, the opposite of like boring linear growth, where you use your mind to your current state in your mind to decide how far you can go rather than something else that I'm going to teach you. You're also probably going to hear the tent that we have outside a little bit because there's a little bit of wind, but I think it gives it a little bit of an earthy vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this is real life. Like, if we were hanging out, which every time I sit down to record a podcast, I always am thinking that we're either walking together, chilling outside, somewhere in nature, because I'm basically, nature is my backyard at all times. So, yeah, it's cool. It's cool to be able to hear the little birdies chirping or the, what's it called, the tent doing its thing. But before we dive into the episode, I want to let you know about something that I have coming up, which is really exciting. We have a retreat. I don't think I've shared, maybe I've mentioned it kind of randomly on the podcast, but we have a retreat coming up August 15th through 18th in Colorado. I am literally just slowly dropping details, and we have so many of you that have already reached out to me, which is really exciting. It's gonna be in Colorado, and if you are interested in joining us on this retreat, if you've never been to one of my retreats before, holy shit, you are in for a treat, a legit treat. But I'm not gonna share too much about that today. I just want to plant the seed. If you've been wanting to come hang out in real life and you've been wanting a experience that will basically collapse time for you in the most insane way and create about 2 to 3 years of growth in 4 days and have the fucking time of your life with the most epic women, what else? And just so much fun, most delicious food, expansive views. Like, talk about like luxury meets wealth meets abundance meets just a fucking blast, while doing all the things, you know, we're gonna do some business stuff, of course, because I know you want that. But it's so much about identity and shedding the old shit and really embodying and stepping into your highest self. So I cannot fucking wait. DM me on Instagram if you want details. We could chat about that. Is that my only other announcement? I think so for now. And if there's other things, I'll probably just sprinkle them into this episode because that's how my brain works. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about this like quantum growth situation. Like I said, I spent the last week in the hot springs here in New Mexico, and I was so grateful. Kurt found this place, and I was so grateful to be there because I needed to be in one place and I needed water. I needed water so badly. I don't know that I have fully filled you in on so much. There's been so much going on. Like, I can't even keep up with myself. And for that reason, I think I'm going to create some sort of way that we can connect more than just once a week. I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I have this idea. So stay tuned for that. But so much has happened in the last few weeks. And so I'm not going to go into all the details, but very expansive, very exciting, and just like, I feel like I'm in this pinch me gratitude. Holy fuck. Everything I've manifested or wanted to manifest is here now. It's insane and it's happening. And so I pulled you guys on Instagram and I asked, are you also in a massive expansion and kind of like integration portal and like identity, like shifts and all this? And literally 100% of you, 100% of you, there was not one of you that said no. Everyone said yes to. And so what this made me kind of realize is like, yeah, we're in this together, but two, these two words that keep coming up for me is like, I'm really here to be like a spiritual messenger. Basically, put words to how you're feeling before you're realizing even what's going on and actually help you make sense of all of the shit that's happening because there is so much that's happening fast. And especially when you have some sort of mission on your heart and you're here to build something and create something and you're here with purpose and you know there's dharma and there's like you have this fire in you, this bigness that is calling you forward. There is so much that's happening, so much shedding, and I feel like I'm not the same person I was yesterday morning, never mind last week or the last month, and I'm sure you can relate to that. And I really feel like I'm coming off the most insane few weeks of my life, like in all the ways. I've never been to more states in such a short amount of time, never taken more planes, never been in seen more people. Like it's really crazy in the best possible way, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it's exactly what I've been asking for. And so I want to share with you some things that I've been doing, how I've even, I guess not how I've gotten here because I couldn't even tell you because it's magic and that's what manifestation really is. And there's a lot that we don't see happening that is working out in our favor. But also just some of the things to keep in mind while you're in this massive expansion, integration, whatever the fuck, quantum growth portal that you are all, that we are all in, because it is a we thing for sure. It is a collective thing. Every single person, all my friends, all my clients, everyone inside of the current, everyone that's already reached out to me about retreats, they're like, oh, they're hungry. They're like, it's more, it's bigger, it's ah. And so that also can bring up a lot of stuff, you know? And so that's kind of the first thing that I want to address is that when we are stepping into our next identity, and when I say next identity, what I mean is I think of it like, okay, so my story, right? Personal tr or architect. If we keep going far back, college student, architecture student, architecture intern, 9 to 5, architect, designer, photographer, personal trainer, fitness coach, like the list goes on and on, right? But the identity keeps expanding. And so that's how I want you to think about this. You are just expanding and you're going to be able to teach on, speak on, coach on, whatever, on more and more and more as you become more and more embodied in you, right? So when I was teaching fitness and mindset back in 2017, I would never have been able to speak to what I'm speaking to now because I didn't know it. I wasn't in it. I wasn't experiencing it. Now I could also speak to that technically. It doesn't really light me up that much to talk about fat loss, but I could help someone do that if I wanted to, right? So do you see how your body of work builds as you expand and grow and, you know, invest in yourself? And you guys know how much of a advocate I am for investing in yourself. Probably invested almost $200,000 at some at this point in myself and my business and my skills. I'm currently in an Akashic Records reading certification thing right now, which is super cool with my teacher and my reader from 2021. I'm doing all these things. I'm in multiple masterminds. I work with multiple mentors at once. Like I'm in this expansion for myself, and then that just makes the business way easier. And so when it comes to this growth, it's kind of like it nothing's happening for a bit, and then all of a sudden everything is happening at fucking once. And I think this is the concept that I like to speak on, which is like planting seeds, right? It's like harvest season. And I talked about this so much when it came to like losing weight or feeling better in your skin. It's like you could be putting in all the reps, literally the reps of the gym, or you know, eating healthy and making more conscious decisions on the daily, but you're not going to see the fruits of your labor or the results that day or even that week or even that month necessarily. It's going to compound over time. And that's exactly how business, money, success, everything works, is compounding wealth, right? Compound interest. Everything is about compounding and everything is about time. But when you know which levers to pull and focus on, that compounding becomes way fucking bigger. And so that's the first point that I want to talk with you about is it's not about adding more stuff to your plate, okay? Most people do this. They just keep adding things to their plate. And then they wonder why they're burnt out and they're actually not getting anywhere. They feel busy, they feel productive, but they look and they're just like, I'm just doing all this fucking busy work. That is a result of the society that we are conditioned in, which is don't stop working, keep working, hustle, grind, work harder. No, fuck that shit. No, it's about working smarter, working more efficiently, and focusing on the 20% that creates the 80% of your results. This is called the Pareto principle, I believe. This is a term in psychology, like organizational psychology. And it's basically, if you look around at your life, your business, it could be any topic, but we're going to use business as an example here, success, let's say money. There is about 20% of what you do creates 80% of the results. So use the data, use the analytics, actually look at this part, or have somebody on your team, or if you don't have a team, then you got to do it yourself. Look at this part to see what is actually moving the needle ahead. And then that's what you got to focus on, right? So in this context of quantum growth, clearing is much more powerful than adding. But because we are conditioned to add, this does require a pattern interrupt, right? Growth becomes quantum when you strip away, versus growth that is linear or very slow is when you are adding to your plate. Now, I'm not saying you can't add stuff to your plate, but you have to be really, 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 really fucking mindful of what you're adding. Because it is it, are you adding it because it is part of this 20% that's going to create 80% of the results? Or are you adding it because you think you have to do it? Right? Chances are there's a lot of things right now in your life, in your business that you are doing that actually do not matter. They are not actually creating any sort of results. They're not actually moving you ahead. And if you take a look at the pretty granular pieces of your business, you're going to realize that there are certain needle moving activities that generate income or generate clients or generate whatever you want. And then there are certain things that are just, you're doing them because you think you have to do them. And this could be something like posting on Instagram. Like, I don't know. But I'm just saying that we are typically taught to focus on things that don't fucking matter. And this season of quantum fucking growth is about focus. And it is about prioritization. And only you can know what you have to focus on, what you have to prioritize. And this requires you to fucking sit your ass down and actually think about what you want, right? Because when I sat down and made my list for quarter two, as I shared, if you haven't already listened to the quarter two recap episode, I think that was maybe four episodes ago. Definitely go check that out. I give you some really great journaling prompts. But when I sat down to make my goals, I realized that all my goals have to do with speaking. And so I was like, why in the fuck am I making Instagram carousels? You know, like it was kind of one of those silly things. Now, it's not saying that like I can't make them, but it's really not where my energy should be focused. If I'm gonna do something like that, my team will probably do it, or I don't know. But it's not likely gonna be the way that I use my energy, because that's not it. And that's a small example from my life, but I want you to think about the context in which you are operating. What is your actual outcome? I don't think. And okay, so this is number two. So the first one, remove stuff for quantum growth, add stuff for slow growth. If you want fast growth, if you want exponential growth, if you want to know how I really have almost 4x the business over the past 12 months consistently, it just keeps 4xing. This is how I've done it. Okay. The second piece is, what do you really want? And this requires you to take a step back, baby, because you're likely just doing what you've always done, and that's going to get you the results that you've always gotten. And if you want something different, you have to do something new. So you have to ask yourself, what do you really want? Most people are going so fast, they do not stop to slow down and ask themselves the simple question of, what do I want? This is actually a much harder question to ask yourself and answer than you would think. You would assume, oh, most people just know what they want, and I should know what I want. No, actually, I'm going to be real with you. Most people have no fucking idea what they want. They are just mindlessly pursuing distractible things. They're just doing what they've always done. And then you ask them, what are you working towards? And it kind of blindsides them. And this literally happened to me at the end of Q1. And so I've shared with you guys that my focus has been focus. My focus has been focus, which is so meta. But I think because I am so multi-passionate and I love doing all the things, it's easy for me to do everything, but I don't want to do everything actually. So I really have to get real with myself and honest. And so this is going to require you to get real and honest with yourself of like, what do you really want? What's the outcome? What is the outcome? Because if your outcome, like me, is to be a public speaker and to be here to impact the masses and to be like a spiritual messenger and teacher and to have best-selling books and have this fucking dope ass community and merch and this and that and this and that, then if I'm not doing that right now, then what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? So let the means be the end. And what that means is assume, like, how do I describe this in the simplest way? Basically, the thing that you want to do in that you think is going to be in the future, do that now. And so I have made such radical shifts in my business over the past 5 weeks that, but I've had to slow down so much to get real with myself, but I know that's what's going to create multi-million dollar years and impact that I have no fucking even idea that I could create. Like, I know that the reality that I'm going to create is actually unfathomable to the version of me right now. And that's how it should feel. It should feel so wildly impossible. But I set a goal for myself that I'm just going to publicly tell you because I think we're much more likely to achieve our goals if we say them out loud and hold ourselves accountable and tell our people. So I'm just telling you, I'm going to be a top five podcaster in entrepreneurship, spirituality, and self-help, or either all of them or some combination of the three, right? I will be a top female speaker and I will have a best-selling book. And those are three main, very fucking big outcomes for me. And I've claimed those and I've put those out there. And I don't care if it sounds insane. Like, that just for me feels like actually what I want, what I've always wanted. I've always wanted that bigness. I've always desired that. I know I can handle it. I have the energy, right? And so I don't want your outcomes to be the same as mine, unless they are, but I want your outcomes to be your outcomes. So what are your outcomes? What do you really want? I was chatting actually with one of the women in my mastermind in the current, and she asked me, like, what should I focus on? And I asked her, what's your outcome? And it really was like this moment for her of like, oh my God, like, I really have to do what you've been doing. And she said this to me. She's like, this is actually, I know that this is going to change everything for me because once I connect to that thing that I want, I really want, I know that the path will reveal itself. And so that's really the fucking answer is, what do you want? Right. And so this is the third piece to quantum growth and this exponential. You know, a lot of people say like 10x thinking. I think this comes from Ben Hardy's book, 10x, Ben Hardy and Dan Sullivan. 10x is easier than 2x. That book talks about this concept in a little bit of a different way. And so whether you like to think about it like that's like an exponential curve, you know, that's like a parabola, like going back to freaking what, algebra or math of some sorts, calculus. Or you think about it in like spiritual terms of like you're moving from 3D consciousness, 3D thinking, linear time to quantum time, 5D, 7D. I don't know how many D's there are. There's a lot of D's. That's a dirty joke. But like when you operate out of normal mind thinking, right? The past, when you are letting the past dictate your future, you are literally operating from so much limitation, lack, and scarcity because you actually. It's just using evidence from the past. The past is outdated. The past doesn't even matter. The past isn't even real. So we have to think from the outcome. We have to think from the future. And so this third piece is it's going to feel like slowing down at first. I mean, it's not just going to feel like it. You are going to have to slow down. I just went through this for the month of April. I did little, I did it basically as little as I could with while continuing to run the business, continuing to show up for my clients. But I did not create much content. I reused some podcast episodes that we had in the queue, or that I had already recorded. I actually really limited my output so that I could go within. And this is where most people don't do it. They're afraid. They're afraid to slow down because, oh my God, everything's gonna break. But if you do this strategically, and you stop resisting it, there's going to be an immediate gain because you're gonna start operating at a much higher level. Not just of consciousness, but a much higher level of capacity and of your fucking power, right? If you are doing what you've always done, do-do-do, Groundhog Day, you're operating on level two. And honestly, I would say like 95% of the population's operating there. So it's really not that hard to stand out and become one of the 1% by just thinking like this. Like there is literally, this requires you to ditch the immediate gain of adding things to your plate. Which is going to make you feel good in the moment, but long term, it's actually not getting you anywhere. But the contrary is actually zooming out, going back to question two, which is what do you really want? What's that outcome? What's the big picture? You know, like if you go to the end of your life, what do you desire to have told your grandkids about? Like, what did you do? You know, who were you? What did you create? What was the impact that you made? And then from that place, you get to make all your decisions. And that's why I always say WWHSD, what would your highest self do? And this is like, I think this is a lot of thinking. And I am not, I want to encourage you to take space this week, really intentionally, and even this month to and iterate on this, right? Because I actually didn't get to my outcomes and my goals the first time. It took me a little while. I thought I wanted, I think I made a joke that I was like, oh, I'm gonna have $1 million quarter. But what I realized is if I really did create $1 million in a quarter, I would have been chasing the wrong goals because that's not what I actually want. Yeah, okay, $1 million is a quarter, fucking dope. Yeah. But what I really want is building a body of work, building my email list, scaling my, like, doing way more in-person retreats, and all that's going to create all that money. But I know that that's not actually the priority, right? And so I want you to get really fucking clear. Dude, this is gonna save you like years, decades of your life, okay? I'm telling you right now, listen to this episode over and over and over again. I bet you there's gonna be more and more and more and more nuggets that you're gonna come across that you're gonna be like, oh shit. And I'm probably gonna listen to this episode myself, TBH, because as you know, I'm a channel. Well, maybe you didn't know, maybe you're new to the show, but I'm a psychic channel. And I feel like sometimes the episodes I record, I need to hear myself. And there are also messages for me, reminders for me. You know, I'm really integrating this, I'm embodying this right now. It's so fucking cool. Starting to speak on stages, starting to be invited into bigger podcasts, starting to, you know, writing my books. Like, holy shit. Team is expanding. Like, oh my God. So there's all these magical things happening. And also all these things that are going to be magically impacting you as well, because we have so many cool, exciting things happening. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. I can't tell you yet, but there's something that's really, really, really exciting that an announcement that I will probably share in the next few weeks. But that it, all these three questions, removing stuff, asking what yourself what you want, and being willing to slow down, these things are going to allow you to create that massive growth that you're desiring. And you know, I see a lot of people right now, a lot of people on various social media platforms who are bragging about high income months, but they're either not happy, they're burnt out, they're suffering with serious chronic health issues, their body's fucked, like all this shit's happening. And I'm like, this is a sign that you are not in alignment, you know, like literally, physically, but literally, emotionally, spiritually. Your mission should not be tearing you down. Your mission should be lighting you up. And like, that is my whole ethos, is like living in alignment, living and creating from alignment, building everything from alignment. It's just ease. And honestly, that's why I named my mastermind The Current, because once you tap into that current, there is this flow that happens. I'm not saying it's not work, but when you fucking love it and it's like it hypes you up, then that's where the magic happens, you know? So yeah, this is really the difference between that linear growth and this quantum growth, or 3D growth versus 5D growth. If you could have 5D, if you can have 10X, why would you ever choose 2X? The reason why is because most people don't know this option is available to them. And so I really encourage you to send this to somebody who is also on this growth journey, who is also deepening in their own spiritual practice, who is also growing their empire, and who needs to hear this message, because this message is so important. It's like we have limited time in this lifetime to fulfill our soul mission. And I feel like we get these nags and these anxieties, and we go to sleep at night, and it's like this whisper in your ear of like, there could be a better way, or like, you should be blah, blah, blah. And it's like, this episode, I swear, like, I'm so grateful that I am the channel for and conduit for this information, because I'm like, dude, this is it. Like, massive expansion comes not from the way most people think. Massive expansion comes from thinking in a new way and from taking action from a new place, right? And this is truly like operating from your future self, asking your highest self, the one who's already created all the success and accolades and wealth and money and impact and everything, how did you get there? And that is why, truly, I realized something about myself, is that I think that's why I've always never been afraid, never been afraid. I'm afraid, but I don't let that stop me to invest in myself, because I know that's how I got there. There's no way in hell I would have figured it out myself. Do you know what I mean? And this can be investing in yourself through mentors and programs or coaches, whatever, team. It could be getting your fucking facial. I don't know what it is for you. It could be all of it. And for me, it is all of it. It's like I'm getting taken care of in every asset or every area of my life. Just got a massage. We just went to this gorge or this like epic co-op where we got all the fucking best groceries. I'm like, I want to be nourished well. I want to do the body work. I want to have epic team. I want to have epic mentors. I want to be handled from all angles because I want to show up as my highest, best self for you, for me, for this whole mission, you know? So yeah, that is my riff on the quantum stuff. And it does feel really fucking surreal because I don't know that I thought this is what it would look like when I arrived here, air quotes. I think I thought that arriving here, it would be so much more professional. Like, I have no idea. I don't even know what that means, but maybe you can relate. Like, I guess I thought it would look different, but it feels so good. And that is what matters. It's like, what is your business? How does it feel? How does the support that you have in your business feel? What does your team feel like? What does your body feel like? What does the food eating make you feel? Like, it's so much about the feeling, and this is manifestation at its core. So, like I said, please share this with a girlfriend, a business bestie, a spiritual homie, anyone that is super into this growth and just evolving as a human, evolving consciousness, raising your frequency, growing your empire, all of these things, because I really want to get this message out there. I really want to show people that there is another way and that this way is truly the most rewarding way. And it's insane what you can create in a month when you operate from this place. And yeah, so that's what we're doing inside of my mastermind. That's what we're going to be doing in a quantum way at the retreat because it's 4 days in person and it's really fucking, oh my God, it's like, it's just magic. It's so magic. I like cannot wait to hang out in person. It's the best. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being part of this community. I cannot wait to see what you create from this expansive quantum place. And if you love this episode and you want to share it on your Instagram stories and tag me, you know, I love that. I love chatting with you guys and saying woo in the DMs. And I cannot wait to see you in Colorado if you're coming to the retreat. Otherwise, I will see you next week on the show. Thank you so much. And, clear your channel, change your life. That's what this is about. Clear your channel, change your life. Okay, I love you. Bye.